Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we were talking about Bill Shaw. Now, Bill Shaw runs a business where he helps people avoid foreclosure on their home. And sadly, he says his business is booming. He's in the only growth area in the entire U.S. economy right now. And we were talking about this idea of the mortgage bundles and everything, and we got onto that because he's telling me right now they have automatically started for every single case that comes through their door. The first thing they do is a title search, and they are finding nothing but problems. Fees and taxes not paid by the banks and mortgage companies. The paper is just all over the place. I am still wondering if maybe there was a software bug inside that mortgage electronic registration system that screwed up all the linkages between the notes and the mortgages. And nobody wants to admit it because it's a Gordian knot that really cannot be untangled. Other than by simply saying all mortgages are paid, reset the system and start all over again. But we're talking about bundling, and he says Wall Street has gone on a bundling binge. They got away with it with the mortgages. Now they're doing it with student loans, credit card debt. He says they're even starting to bundle ADT security contracts. When you sign up with ADT and you're making your monthly payment, ADT is just selling that off to a bundler, and they bundle all those up as backed securities. And apparently the money junkies still believe in magic. They still think there's money out there to be made if they just game the system enough. And none of these bundles are going to work out any more than the mortgage-backed securities bundles worked out. And for exactly the same reason. The Federal Reserve succeeded. All the real wealth of the nation is in the pockets of the bankers. There isn't any more out here until the bankers are willing to put it back into circulation other than as another loan. So we're going to have Bill and some other people from his company, and I specifically wanted him on the show because of that call we got the other day from somebody who received a very nasty letter from this company saying, we are in possession of this unpaid credit card debt from blah, 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 blah. And if you don't pay it right now, we will come over to your property and kill your kitten or something like that. And apparently it's a huge ongoing fraud, and because it's linked to the financial system, again, nobody's enforcing, nobody's prosecuting, nobody's investigating. The government has declared open season on the American wallet to benefit the banks, just like Roosevelt did back in 1933 here. By the way, speaking of hate email and as yet another indicator of a possible propaganda run-up to a new false flag, inevitably when something is being planned or considered, the amount of junk floating around the net and coming into whatreallyhappened.com will skyrocket. We'll get, you know, chemtrail this and harp that. You know, and I'm getting nasty emails from somebody screaming that Apollo was a fake. How can you go on supporting that it actually happened and the Martian landing is a fake and it's all a fake and blah, blah, blah. And every time, you know, it's almost like a little barometer. And when it starts cranking up, you know something is being planned because they're trying to play poison the well games, which only works if people don't understand that is what is being done. And as I said before, you're all smart enough to pick up on this stuff here. Now, getting back to the economy. Duke University did a survey of marketing officers across the United States of America and universally found that they don't think there's any kind of rebound in the economy, at least for another year. They don't see it happening. It's just not there. Now, there's another indicator people are not talking about, and it's called the velocity of money. And what that means, that is the frequency with which any given unit of money changes hands. And when it slows down, that is a negative indicator. And when it gets into a depression, it's virtually paralyzed. And that's where we are right now. And according to this indicator, we are, in fact, in worse economic times than the so-called Great Depression of the 1930s. We're now in the Grand Depression. This is grander and bigger and larger than the Great Depression. I'm going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletuffshelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at CNN right now. There's the headline on the lower third thing is going over the fiscal cliff. Congressional Budget Office, recession and 9.1% jobless unless Congress acts. And it is such a load. Because we know that these jobless figures do not include the 86 million Americans who would like to work but are not receiving any benefits at all because they've been out of work for so long. It's a manufactured number. The true jobless rate in this country is hovering at about 40%, which is, by the way, also worse than the Depression of the 1930s. Now, there is some new research from Millennial Branding together with PayScale, which is a company that collects compensation data and tries to derive meaningful information from it. And they're basically saying that Generation Y, the generation after Generation X, are basically all they can look forward to are low-paying jobs in the retail sector. There's nothing else out there. All the high-paying technology and engineering and manufacturing jobs, they've gone. Pretty much from this country. And so they're saying, well, you've got a bright future to look forward to in the local shopping mall. Well, actually, the news is worse than that. Because given the lack of selection in stores, certainly the lack of quality, durable products, coupled with the poor quality of customer service, which borders on disdain, Best Buy. A lot of people have abandoned retail entirely, and they search for what they need and want online, and they're purchasing online and having it shipped in. And so we don't go to stores and shopping malls anymore. And I've noticed our local shopping mall, they're trying to transform themselves away from simply being a shopping mall into a destination. They've got events going on. Come be seen at the shopping mall. It's a new, the new social meeting area. You know, we're having parties and giving out balloons and train rides. And they're trying to turn it into a social destination. You know, like the weekend sports events. Come here just to be seen here. And then they wave various other offers. You know, that's not working either. Now, retail is already wholly dependent on the holiday shopping season to survive. And by the way, I'm already seeing the Christmas products starting to show up, you know, for this next big push. Without that holiday shopping feeding frenzy, retail is already dead, and it's dying before our eyes. We've reached a very strange time in the history of the world where robots are making most of our products and computers are connecting the products with consumers. Retail is becoming irrelevant to commerce. And because there is no more manufacturing and retail is dying and people don't have jobs, the economy is shutting down. And Wall Street is scratching their heads and wondering why nobody has money to buy anything. And again, this illustrates that this whole Adam Smith mythology that if we're all personally greedy and doing what's best for ourselves, that society as a whole would be benefited is completely wrong. John Nash was right. Yes, you can be greedy, but please be aware of the whole society around you and how what you do impacts them so that it doesn't come back and fall back on you. And this is not a new idea. Henry Ford was a champion of the idea that the best way to become prosperous was to make the community around you prosper. And we lost that simple, simple wisdom. Right now, according to the latest statistics, nearly 1 in 5 Americans have no money to put food on the table. They're having to go to food banks, some kind of assistance, food stamps, and the money for that's being cut. We're talking about a 20%, nearly 20%, food insecurity rate for the entire nation as a whole. I know over here at this elementary school where they're doing this little food bag thing, it's 80% food insecurity because the existing food stamp money runs out before the month is over because of skyrocketing food costs. And so we've got little kids going to school that last week every month who don't have anything to eat. And you can't study and focus if you're so hungry and your blood sugar is so low, your brain won't work. Now, meanwhile, there's yet another misappropriation of funds taking place we need to pay attention to. The U.S. Department of Labor paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars from federal stimulus funds to a public relations firm to run TV commercials touting the Obama administration's green training job efforts. Now, the stimulus money was supposed to help people recover and restart their businesses, not to run TV ads for Obama's campaign. Even the pretense of some kind of legitimacy is gone from this government. They're just grabbing the money and spending it wherever they want to. The IMF is continuing to expand on and sort of sideways up to the admission that Iceland had the right approach to fixing the banking crisis, and that the IMF was wrong to listen to the bankers, to do what the bankers wanted, which was take it from the people, give it to us, we'll loan it back to the people at interest, because that didn't work. The bankers mostly just put it in their own pockets. And so Iceland was right. So is Iran. So is George Carlin. The U.S. federal government did absolutely everything wrong in dealing with this economic crisis. They didn't arrest and prosecute the authors of the mortgage-backed security fraud. They barely arrest anybody for fraud, unless it's politically unacceptable. Bernie Madoff. Remember when they were screaming, oh, he was cheating his fellow Jews, throw him in prison. Not one of the people behind the mortgage-backed security fraud, not one of the people behind LIBOR has been arrested, let alone sent to prison. The U.S. federal government, starting in 2008, issued Wall Street a license to loot the American people to keep themselves solvent, because we must preserve the reputation and trustworthiness of the American banking system. Even as Wall Street admits, they are not trustworthy, that fraud is rampant, that in many cases they can't continue without fraud. Fraud has become a necessary part of the business model. That's not trustworthy. It's only trustworthy to the fellow money junkies. You stand around there saying, I'll cheat these people and give you the money if you'll cheat those people and give me the money. Deal. Have a cigar. Now, there's an interesting story coming out of Europe where it's been announced that a decision on more aid for Greece will not happen before October, by which time Greece may have vanished or be in full-on revolution here. But by delaying this decision for 2 months, supposedly Germany's bonds advanced. And that's kind of a very puzzling situation, because when you're talking about an investment instrument with a 10-year yield, why does a two-month delay on more aid to Greece and no indication of which way the decision is going to go have an effect? Actually, the indications are Germany is saying, we can't do it any longer. So they delay the decision, and all of a sudden, Greece's bonds go up. I think we're seeing the same kind of fraud manipulation in every one of these countries with a private central bank that we are seeing here in the United States of America. That's the safe assumption at this point. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, the British people are being prepared that if Greece leaves the euro, British taxpayers, and Britain doesn't even use the euro yet, are going to get hit with a billion-pound bill. And as I've mentioned many, many times before, a good model for what's going on in Europe, and indeed the United States of America, is a boat sitting on the water. There are 10 holes drilled through the bottom of the boat, and there's only 9 corks. And everything that they are doing to try and deal with the situation involves yanking a cork out from one hole, pounding it into another in full view of the press cameras, and saying, I am working to solve the problem. And yet the water continues to come in, and the boat as a whole continues to sink. Now they're trying to pull the cork out from under Germany's seat and pound it into the hole under the Greece's seat. What would really be a good idea would be watertight bulkheads in between each of those holes. Then the boat would stay afloat. And those watertight bulkheads are called national borders. And the globalists wanted to take them down. We don't need watertight bulkheads. We don't need fireproof doors. The whole, just one big giant mammoth tilt-up concrete block of a planet. And all will be well. Britain's own borrowing to stay solvent and functioning is just soaring into the stratosphere. And Osborne is talking about nuclear spending cuts going into the fall. So Britain is being hit with this thing. Higher taxes, more austerity. Give us your money, don't expect anything back, or the terrorists will win. It is the same message we are hearing all across the globe from every one of the money junkies. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. If they're putting out that message in an election year, you know how desperate the situation is. Now then, so what is the fallout of all of this international debt run up by these private central banks? As the West paralyzes, as the U.S. paralyzes, as their economies start to shut down, what's going on? Well, it creates a vacuum for commerce and a vacuum for political influence, and those nations that don't have private central banks are stepping right in. China is beginning to move into the Middle East in terms of the commerce, products, goods and services. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day.
Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Well, welcome back to the show. A couple of little notes before we get back to China. Apparently, one of those U.S. robotic drones has crashed in Afghanistan, so they'll probably start making copies of it the way Iran is doing. And also, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, will be traveling to Iran to take part in the Conference of the Non-Aligned Nations over the objections of the United States and Israel. And so this is basically the United Nations saying that we are not under the control of the United Nations or Israel. I think if there's going to be a United Nations, if they're going to survive and continue to be relevant into the next century, they need to have their own place on Earth. The way Washington, D.C. has its own separate piece of land that is not part of any one state, so that none of the states have more influence than any other. There needs to be a part of the world set aside and say, this is the international city. Nobody flies a flag over here. This is where the United Nations will be located. And so we're not having to deal with the host country's undue influence. I really think they need to start doing that. Now, getting back to China. As I mentioned before, as the economies of the West and the United States continue to crumble and lock up and freeze, it creates a vacuum for commerce. And nature abhors a vacuum. And so we're seeing Russia and China all over the world going into countries that used to be doing business with the United States of America, and they're making deals. They're buying raw materials. They're selling manufactured goods, peace through commerce. That's how it's supposed to work. The United States is making war on behalf of Israel, and everybody else is making deals. And so they're talking about the new Silk Road. China is coming into the Middle East to buy oil because China has something the Middle East needs, manufactured goods. They can't get them from the United States of America. The United States is little more than a middleman now for Chinese manufactured goods. Why go through a middleman? Let's go direct to the source. And let's order quality products instead of the cheapest possible piece of crud that American importers like to rely on to maximize their profits. And this is another indication that this ongoing war on Israel's enemies represents a major foreign policy blunder for the United States of America. Because more and more of the nations the United States was doing business with are moving over to the Russian and Chinese spheres of influence. The United States government is isolating themselves and this nation in their service to Israel and Israel's wars. The U.S. is losing access to natural resources. So they resort to invasion. And that's not always working. They're still fighting in Afghanistan. Even in Iraq, which we supposedly won, the U.S. companies didn't get a lot of those oil franchises. Would have been a lot cheaper just to go to Saddam Hussein and say, we want to buy more oil. Saddam would have said, sure. That's what we're here for. We're here to sell products, not here to make trouble. Speaking of the United Nations and Iraq, apparently the top UN official in Iraq has been exposed for covering up the harsh conditions of a relocation camp for Iranian dissidents. And apparently another UN official has resigned in protest over that. And maybe Ban Ki-moon's trip to Iran now is a means of mending fences over that little kerfuffle, and again, to basically demonstrate the UN is breaking free of U.S. influence and Israeli influence. I'll tell you what Ban Ki-moon needs to do next. And he won't get it through the Security Council because the U.S. will veto. But it's time for Ban Ki-moon to remind Israel there were two conditions on its membership at the United Nations. First condition was all Palestinians had a right of return to their homes and villages that were taken from them when Israel was brought into existence. That was the first condition. The second condition was if the Palestinians chose, not Israel chose, but if the Palestinians chose not to return, Israel had to pay them for their lost property. Israel, of course, has not complied with either one of those conditions. Israel should be thrown out of the United Nations. Israel already holds the world's record for the number of UN resolutions that has been violated. And I think Ban Ki-moon needs to call attention to that right now. And the U.S. will stand up obediently and go, oh, veto. You're a bunch of anti-Semites. But I think it's time to make the point. Now, a lot of people have been looking at the militarization of Tampa ahead of the Republican National Convention. They're looking at protests. Apparently, even the White House has issued a warning to expect trouble down there. And they're saying, we got to keep an eye on those protesters. Those gosh darn First Amendment people, they're just a pain in the rear end here for the political process. We know what candidate we're going to put out there. They shouldn't have anything to say about it. So a lot of people are talking about, might there be a false flag plan for the GOP convention? When we come back from these commercials, we'll talk about that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop? stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And CNN is now running this video, 80 dead in Syria. It's terrible. It's horrible. There's so much violence. We've got to stop it. I know how to stop it. Stop sending in the weapons and the mercenaries. Problem solved. Anyway, getting back to the story about a potential false flag at the GOP convention. Yes, it would make a good target. It would build sympathy for Mitt Romney, and right now he needs all the help he can get. And if there were a false flag, presuming it's not blamed on those gosh-darned Arab Muslims, they could blame it on the Ron Paul people in order to demonize Ron Paul to the extent where some of his supporters wouldn't want to be associated with him anymore, and they would flock back loyally to the Republican Party and support the anointed candidate and so forth. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think the thought processes of the American people are operating the same way that they did back in the 1950s and 1960s. I think it's a very different consciousness out there, but the GOP is desperate for something to happen. They may not get the chance because Tropical Storm Isaac, and according to one meteorological website I went to, they're already calling it a hurricane, is aimed right at the GOP convention site. And Mayor Buckhorn is already saying they will pull the plug on the convention if that storm heads their way, because it's going to be nasty. For those of you who believe in the imaginary playmate in the sky, maybe a little bit of a message. I know the GOP likes to cloak itself with the imprimatur of being somehow closer to God than all those other heathens and infidels that are out there. But that is looking to be very, very tense over there. And of course, looking at the projected storm track after Tampa, Florida, it'll either go up the East Coast, aiming right at Washington, D.C. And don't forget, that Washington Monument was weakened by that quake. We could actually see that thing blow over. Or alternatively, it could skip along up the Panhandle and across Louisiana, which is only going to make the situation worse in that horrible sinkhole. They don't know what to do with that. They don't know how to fix that one at all. So, anyway, moving right along. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, this scandal, if you want to call it, regarding Todd Akin's comments about rape continues to explode. And Akin is refusing to step down. The GOP leadership wants him gone. He's a hideous embarrassment. And I think the real reason isn't that Todd Akin made such a stupid statement to begin with. It was that initially so many other Republican heavyweights came in to try and defend his statement, to try and continue this plank that they have of a ban on all abortions no matter what. And we understand that part of that is to get everybody arguing about abortion so they're not paying attention to the economy and Wall Street fraud and the continuing push to try and start a really good global war as a distraction from the financial disaster that engulfs us all. But originally, Huckabee got in there saying, we've got to ban abortion even in the case of rape because there might be really good person results from that. And this is from the same party that is perfectly willing to throw our young people to their deaths in wars on Israel's enemies without a consideration for what those young people might have accomplished had they been allowed to live. So it's stunning hypocrisy. And the GOP is starting to destroy itself. This so-called war on women is going to become a major feature of the Democratic campaign. And this talk about abortion, and let me be very, very clear about this. I'm not comfortable with abortion myself. I certainly don't want it to be used by women who don't want the stigma of being a bad girl by having birth control pills or condoms or anything. They want to be good girls. So when they succumb to their natural urges, and they get pregnant, then they run and get an abortion as a form of birth control. That I'm very much uncomfortable with. But I also recognize there are circumstances under which it must be made available, and I think rape is definitely one of them. So now you know where I sit on this particular issue. But this all-or-nothing approach, it's going to backfire on the GOP. Now, there was an article over at Huffington Post, why the GOP is scared of Ron Paul and four reasons he might still get the 2012 Republican nomination. I am personally of the opinion the only way Ron Paul is going to get the nomination is if somebody arrests Mitt Romney for felony violation of election laws regarding his fundraising over in Israel. And that doesn't look to happen any more than we're going to see the CEO of J.P. Morgan thrown in jail for silver manipulation or LIBOR, such as the nation of the Just Us system in the United States of America. But, of course, the GOP is scared of Ron Paul. Wall Street is scared of Ron Paul. Israel is scared of Ron Paul. The Federal Reserve is scared of Ron Paul. And they have done everything in their power to keep him out of the nomination, despite overwhelming popular support among Republican and even some Democratic voters. And so the GOP right now is facing a very stark choice. They can go on pushing the Wall Street money junkie candidate, and they can self-immolate, or they can save themselves by dumping Romney at the convention because of that felony violation of election law and switching to the candidate their own voters wanted. Those are the only two choices. There is no third choice. And so if you're part of the Republican Party leadership, I'm telling you right now, the path that you are on right now leads to destruction for the Republican Party. Alrighty. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan's advisor is already out there filling his oats as being part of the potential new vice president. And he's out there calling on Congress to authorize a war with Iran. Because, by golly, our supporters over in Israel, they want that. And Iran are evil people. They're trying to compete with Israel's nuclear exports and drive down Israel's profits, and that cannot be allowed. No amount of young American children are too great a price to sacrifice to preserve Israel's market monopoly. Or to allow Iran the chance to develop a deterrent to being invaded. That's really what's going on. Let's invade now before they have the power to prevent us from invading them. Because we can't have a new world order if countries have the ability to stop us at their border. Now, there was another article out there today that just kind of angered me. Excuse me. Where it says, Obama campaign touts its support of more than 600 American rabbis. And it's going on and on about, you know, the launch of Rabbis for Obama initiative and its outreach, you know, Jewish outreach and all the rest of that stuff. And the first thing I thought reading this article was, have you seen Barack Obama make this kind of a fuss over the clergy of any other religion in the United States of America? Outreach to the imams? Outreach to the Catholics? A lot more Catholic voters than Jewish voters in the United States of America. Seems a very disproportionate amount of attention is going to just this one religion. Remember, the government is not supposed to respect any one religion over any other. And certainly, of course, the Democratic Party's policies on abortion, which are diametrically opposed to those of the Republicans, aren't going to win a lot of friends. But by golly, they're going to go out there and court the rabbis. They're definitely going to do that. Meanwhile, interesting story coming over from our fellow traveler on the road to restoration of the Republic. Alex Jones sells his own T-shirts, and one of them is very much critical of the TSA. Now, I've seen the T-shirt, and I think it's funny and it's clever. I don't think it's offensive. But supposedly, a man and his wife were deemed potential terrorists and kicked off a Delta Airlines flight over the man wearing one of these Alex Jones anti-TSA T-shirts. And they're saying it made the passengers and employees feel very uncomfortable. I don't think so. If I were on a plane and I saw somebody wearing a shirt like that, I wouldn't be uncomfortable. You know, I'd chuckle and I'd high five and I'd say, yeah. But on the basis of this T-shirt, the TSA threw this couple off the plane. Now, there is a First Amendment lawsuit waiting to be won. I hope Alex Jones launches a lawsuit against the TSA over violation of civil rights and the right to freedom of expression. I hope they sue the TSA for $1 billion and they make the TSA workers themselves pay the fine, not just dump it on the taxpayers again. Make the people who commit these crimes against the Constitution personally, financially liable. You start doing that, you're going to see this nation clean up really, really quick. Now, we're seeing more and more talk, of course, about ex-Marine Brandon Raub, who has been detained in a psychiatric facility indefinitely, meaning until after the election, because of his various Facebook comments. And yes, he was talking about arresting government officials, and I don't disagree that some of them ought to be arrested, starting with Mitt Romney for those felony violations of election fundraising laws. But he was also putting out comments about 9/11 truth and the reality that the official story doesn't hold together, doesn't survive careful examination. that Israelis were arrested, cheering and screaming and having a good time as the towers fell. And again, it's the beginning of this practice to try and put people who know the truth or are speaking the truth or dissent with the government in mental institutions. Not in jails, not in prison. They get a lawyer and a jury trial in that case. But if you put them in a mental home, there's no recourse. And of course, then the government and the media can say, ah, he's crazy. He's in a nut house. You shouldn't listen to him. Only crazy people question the official government story. And of course, the Soviet Union did that. So did the Nazis. Every dictatorship in history has done exactly the same thing. Anybody speaking out is deemed mentally unstable, mentally ill. Only mentally ill people question what the government tells them, and they lock them up. But again, the difference is we all know that's a tactic that these tyrannies use, and so it's not going to work. And it's just a reminder, ultimately, that the people calling the shots inside the nation's national security apparatus are a bunch of old Cold War fossils who truly believe the world is still operating and you are still thinking the way it was all done back in the 1950s and 1960s. That is simply absolutely not true. Another little story about First Amendment rights. Apparently, the valedictorian at a high school was giving her speech and used the word hell at graduation. And the school board was shocked. The approved word is heck. You can't say hell. And they're denying her her diploma. This is the valedictorian. And because she used the word hell in front of an audience of her peers, they're going to say, you don't get your diploma. Not going to get it. I think she and her family ought to sue on the grounds of the First Amendment right to freedom of expression. They ought to sue that school board out of existence. And again, make the members of the school board who made that decision personally, financially liable for this. Don't just dump it on the taxpayers again. Because when you have a government that can act in such outrageous ways and nothing happens to them, if there is a lawsuit and it's lost, the money is taken from the taxpayers. When you start making these people personally, financially liable, when you have the law that say, yeah, if you make a decision, even under the cover of your authority, and it is wrong and illegal and a violation of civil rights, you personally are on the hook. We'll start seeing some real improvement in this country. We really will. Now, over in Phoenix, and this one is really, really bizarre, there was this woman who was giving out water for free, not even charging for it, just went, got some bottles of water, 112-degree heat, she was handing out the water. Government came down on her and said she can't do it. She didn't have a permit to hand out free water. You must have a permit to do that. Now, this is a symptom of a stark reality. When you have a permanent ruling class of government, of lawmakers, that have nothing to do in their lives but make laws, they're going to make a lot of stupid laws. They're going to keep on piling on more and more nonsense and more laws to justify their high salaries, their lofty position, and their sense of authority, and their sense of self-worth. That is why when this nation was founded, the founding fathers envisioned a legislative body that was part-time. It was an honor, it was a duty, but everybody who was in the first Congress, they had day jobs that they supported themselves on. They didn't rely on being a lawmaker for their paycheck. And as a result, laws weren't passed just to pass a law. Laws were passed because they were needed to benefit the general population. Not to just to justify more government paperworking and more fees and more jobs for the nephews and stuff. And we need to go back to that idea. In our new nation, especially with direct participatory democracy now technologically possible, the need for a centralized bribe factory, I'm sorry, a centralized Congress is moot. And we can go back to a small government, and if you're serving in the government, it's an honor and it's part-time. But you're expected to basically have a day job to pay your own way and not get into this cycle of, oh, I've got to come up with more laws so I can keep on getting a paycheck for making laws. But for this woman who is, out of the kindness and charity of her own heart, handing out bottles of water at a time when it needs to be handed out, to be shut down because she doesn't have the appropriate government permit, she doesn't have her papers in order, that tells you just how far this nation has gone from being a free republic to being a total dictatorship. It used to be anything not explicitly forbidden by the government was allowed. Now it's anything not explicitly permitted by the government is forbidden. And that is the difference between a free society and a dictatorship. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. You know, I'm thinking about this story about this woman in Phoenix being told she can't hand out bottles of water without the official government permit. And as I've mentioned many times before, when the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, our public schools stopped teaching children about King George III's Currency Act. which was really the cause of the American Revolution, and it basically ordered all of the people in the American colonies to conduct all of their business only using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And it impoverished the colonies, it created massive unemployment and suffering, and that was really the root cause of the revolution. And when I was a kid in school, in that little tiny schoolhouse, we were taught about the tea tax and the Stamp Act. And the Stamp Act was another one of the laws where you could conduct no business at all unless the documents that you were using had this little stamp from the local British government. It was an impression stamp, not unlike a notary seal. And now if we've reached the point where you need a permit to hand water out, I would not be surprised to see our public schools stop mentioning even the Stamp Act. Because very clearly, we have been put back into exactly the same style of bondage and dependency as the British government tried to place the colonies. And we don't want those really smart students to say, hey, wait a minute, we're doing the same thing all over again. We're back to having to do all of our commerce with banknotes borrowed from a private bank at interest. We have to get the government's seal of approval on everything that we're doing. We're not the land of the free and the home of the brave anymore. We've basically gone back. Anyway, now there's been a lot of talk about this latest revelation of a massive surveillance system called Trapwire. And apparently links are being found between it and another internet spying program that was specifically targeting the Occupy movement. And I am frankly not at all surprised, because the Occupy movement really is something that terrifies Wall Street and Washington, D.C. Not because the Occupy people are violent, outside of the paid agent provocateurs, because the Occupy movement is seen all across the country standing up and saying, we can't pay for this any longer. We can't pay for Wall Street's frauds and criminality. We can't pay for all this money going to Israel. We're not going to be the final wallet of recourse. We are not going to pay for business losses in this country any longer. And it's a very simple message. And that is the message the U.S. government fears most. Because the U.S. government is prepared to fight and win an armed revolution in this country. They want one. They know they can win that one. But what they really fear is the American people standing up and saying no, loud enough and long enough to where all that foreign investment money that is currently parked in the United States gets withdrawn, rendering the financial system insolvent overnight. And so I'm not surprised Trapwire is all about watching the Occupy people. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Against